You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview is brought to you by Sasria, covering the extraordinary. The South African Special Risk Insurance Association, that is their full government name, more commonly known as Sasria, is a state-owned entity that specializes in a very special risk insurance. They've partnered with the Independent Institute of South Africa to introduce a new set of youth-based development programs, skills development programs at that, aimed at targeting the insurance sector. I'm joined on the line by the Executive Manager of Stakeholder Engagement at Sasria, Muzi Tlatlala, to take a look at this and see what we make of it. Muzi, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with why. Why Sasria felt that this was an important step to take?
Thank you for having me, Jimmy. The main reason really stems from Sasria being the insurer that insures against the behavior of individuals who are disgruntled. And, you know, it is well documented that there is a positive relationship between youth unemployment, particularly the younger youth, and violent protests. So one of the things is that we have the highest youth unemployment in the world, in South Africa, particularly between the ages of 15 and 24 and up to 35. So to cover that gap and to also minimize the impact of people having to engage into these things, we needed to start something that looks at the individuals, particularly the ones who do not have even an undergraduate degree, just a matric, and who are sitting idle, you know, mostly in townships and other places where individuals who do not have access to higher education and therefore no access to employment. Therefore, we needed to come up with something that would be able to accommodate particularly that segment of the market.
So, Muzi, how would the programs work? I imagine the insurance space is quite a broad one, and even within Sasria, even though you deal in specialized risk, it still is a fairly broad topic. How would you then structure the programs, or how have the programs been structured so that if someone is out there wanting to perhaps be part of the programs, they know a bit more?
Yeah, perfect. So, because we operate in a monopolistic structure, so it's only us really that offer the type of cover that we offer. But luckily, because of our business model, we've partnered with the entire insurance industry. So we have a relationship with each and every insurer in South Africa. And that gives us obviously access to, I would say, host companies that could be able to host these particular individuals that we're putting into the work stream. So the partnership actually extends beyond the Insurance Institute of South Africa to an organization called FIA. So it's the Financial Intermediary Association. So they will be the hosts, and there are many of them in South Africa. There are over 20,000 brokers, if I'm not exaggerating. So we're looking to place them at those particular entities. So Sasria is providing the funds. So we're funding the project as a start. It's almost like a pilot for us now to give them access, not only to technical skills that they'll be able to use when they finish with the program to enter into the work stream, but also a minimum qualification that is NQF level 5 that gives them access at least to cover some of those critical technical insurance skills that are required to enter the market. So the partnership is with the industry at large.
I suppose, Muzi, this is then how we're hoping these programs will specifically target the youth unemployment situation in South Africa that you alluded to earlier. Is it's not just about equipping the youth with relevant qualifications, but transferable skills and skills that can be used in the practical workspace. And what better way to do that than for them to learn those skills practically?
That is absolutely spot on, because it's one thing to give individuals, education, but education alone does not guarantee you access to employment, whereas technical specific skills that are required to enter, you know, you can think of insurance similarly to agriculture. It's got a large capacity to absorb, I would say, semi-skilled individuals. And therefore, this program is to give the individuals exactly that practical skills that could be applied in situations where they need to be employed. And I think what we're trying to do is not only to give them that, but the partners that we've entered into relationship with, we have this arrangement that they would absorb at least as many as they possibly can. We're aiming for at least 80% of them, so that the 20% at least has a chance in the employment space, even without having been absorbed into the program.
Now, Muzi, let's take a look at the sector, the insurance space. This isn't a sector that historically youth, even those beyond youth, jump into. Perhaps it's because there isn't enough information about it. Perhaps it's because it's so broad. But Take us through how these programs ideally will then create better inclusivity in the sector and make sure that we actually have more participants wanting to be part of the insurance space.
Yeah, and that's really a very good point, because historically, insurance has been part of the financial services, but it's never been in really a sector that individuals, nobody goes to university to want to study to enter into the insurance space. So I think that's the first thing. And the second thing is that also transformation in the insurance space has been quite slow as well, I think for similar reasons. So obviously where we're sitting now is that we try to show the insurance industry as a very lucrative space to enter into, because insurance is not a specific discipline. Like a doctor studies medicine so that they can enter into the medical space, whereas insurance is wide. It's got all the various particular disciplines. There's actuarial space, there's finance, there's sales, there's marketing, there's legal, there's compliance, there's all of these various parts. Whereas people, when they think of insurance, they think of someone who sells insurance door to door, which is really not. It's quite a sophisticated sector, and really it is one that can absorb quite a lot in terms of individuals who are starting up. And that is why we're focusing on the lower segment of individuals who only have matric, and then allowing them to enter into the insurance space so that there could be more education and understanding of what it actually does. Because ultimately, the insurance penetration, which is measured by the gross written premium as a percentage of GDP in South Africa, I think it's roughly around between 11 and 12% the last time I checked those numbers. So it's quite a significant sector that can really absorb quite a lot in terms of employment if it is made to be as attractive as it should be.
So Muzi, how do people find out more about these programs? We know that, as you mentioned, Sasria will be affording these to the industry, making sure that all of the industry has them available. But if somebody's out there listening to the show and they want to be a part of these programs, do they reach out to Sasria? Do they reach out to the Independent Institute of South Africa? How does the process all work at the moment?
So because this is like a flagship program for us for now, we're doing it almost like as a pilot. So we started with 54 individuals. So the program is already out. The cutoff date is already passed. So we've already allocated the 54 that are part of this program for the current year. And obviously, then the plan is that in the following year and the year after, we want to scale it up to really absorb quite a large number. And that's when partnership with the rest of the industry is going to come in, because for now, it's entirely funded by Sasria. So it's just to make awareness of the program, because when we're opening it up really to the larger public, we will have proof of concept. We will have gone through, you know, teething, you know, points where we understand what needs to be broadened and expanded. So for now, the program is already running, and by the 1st of December, we will actually be starting with the program, which is going to be running for 15 months, which includes obviously the individuals being placed at actual companies where they'll be doing this year and be paid a salary for that period of time as well.
Please keep us informed on the developments of the program so that we can let our listeners know when the next intake is available and what the outcomes of this particular program are. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Muzi Dladla, the Executive Manager for Stakeholder Engagement at Sasria, joining us to tell us about the youth participation programs that they've put in place to encourage involvement in the insurance space. This interview was brought to you by Sasria, covering the extraordinary.
Hey, what's wrong, Vusi?
Just my last trip.
What happened?
I picked him up next to a soul sign outside his house. When I offered to put his bag in a boot, he said no.
Yeah?
It wasn't that heavy. It only had what was left of his life in it.
Don't become collateral damage to riot strikes or terrorism. One word can rewrite your story. Sasria, as the only company in South Africa that insures you against civil unrest, Sasria ensures that when things go bad, Sasria makes good. Go to sasria.co.za or contact your insurer or broker. Sasria is an authorized FSP. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.